Well, my name is Jada Voyager, and I am a member of the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation. I was raised in Fort Chip from the time I was small until I was about 11. I grew up living off the land, and I'm here on behalf of my First Nation to raise awareness of the problems we're having in our community, which people are dying of cancers, and personally, I'm facing cancer myself, and I just want my voice to be heard, not just from me, but from my people as well, because something has to be done, and I can't sit by and just let it happen, saying something.
So I'm Lionel Lapini, member of the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation, and I reside in Fort Chipewyan, Alberta, which is downstream from probably the most destructive project in the world, which is the oil sand industry. And right now we're facing a slow form of assassination, I believe, because of the fact that it's been proven that there isn't contaminants in our water. They found arsenic, mercury, pHs, cancer-causing agents, you know, in our water. So if our water is polluted, ultimately, that means everything that's connected to water will also be polluted, which means us. You know, like, I mean, they're finding deformed fish and everything left and right. They're finding deformed animals with cysts, you know, and stuff like that, all over that. And it's coming from the food that they eat, you know, and we live off of that food. I myself, I'm only 31 years old, and, you know, I've seen changes out there on land. You know, at one point in time, the water was at a level where it was able to easy to travel on. But now the level of the water has depleted a lot because industry extracts water from the river, which is our main river, which is the Athabasca River, and they extract the water from there and they
use it to make oil.
They use it to make oil, and they actually put some of it back into the river and the water that they put back into the river has pretty much every known contaminant that you could think of in that water, which ultimately, you know, comes into our lake, into our taps, into our system.
Into our body.
Yeah. So we're faced with a slow form of assassination.
Yeah, you said, when you introduced yourself, you said a slow form of assassination, and Jada, you said they're killing us. So could you talk a bit more, maybe build on what Lionel just said about what's happening in your community?
I mean, it's like divide and conquer. They come in there and they give us jobs, and, you know, people have, that's their bread and butter, but they still live off the land, and they're separating us. It's another form of colonization. It's depressing. It's sad. It's, you know, they're slowly killing us. Their quest is to divide and conquer us, to wipe us out. Mm-hmm. They don't want, if we weren't there, if there was no Fort Chip and nobody living off that lake, do you think there would be any awareness? I don't think so. But there are people like me and Lionel and who care, and Mike Mercury, yeah, and our chiefs. You know, we want something done.
Tell us a little more about your community, you know, like, what's it like? Who lives there? Your elders?
It's a small community. It's like there's 1,500 people that live there. There's the Mikisew Cree, the Athabasca Chipewyan, and the Métis, and then, you know, there are a few white people, and we're close knit. You know, we're all related somehow. We all work together. We believe in socialism. You know, that's how, you know, one person helps the other. You know, and, you know, people are friendly to each other, and, you know, we all know who's who and who's mom's who and who's dad's who, and,
yeah,
you know, we care. Our community cares about one another.
Like I want to hear what's going on the East Coast, you know, and I want to hear what's going on the West Coast, and other people want to hear what's going on with us.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of similarities, you know, lots of similarities, and I think that we're faced with probably the worst situation out there,
and it's not just affecting us. I mean, it's affecting the whole planet. It's a global issue. I mean, you know, the tar sands or tailing ponds are visible from space.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's affected, but we're the ones that are being affected the worst because of all the cancers.
Yeah, and those tailings ponds that you mentioned, I mean, like, these things leak.
Yeah.
You know, they actually, they're designed to leak.
They're seeping into the groundwater, which is seeping into to our river, which is flowing upstream and going into our basin.
Our water intake for our town is just right off the lake. I mean, it's just right there.
I mean, I can see from my house, I can see the lake.
And in the summertime, like on a calm day, you can see a white, silver streak that goes right across the lake.
You can see the pollution.
And I've asked about that, and people don't even know what it is. They think it's natural. I don't think it's natural.
No.
Well, the government says they have a lot of studies that says there is no pollution. How do you respond to that?
I say they're lying. I say they're full of shit. Excuse my language, but I really don't believe.
They're not living. They're not people of the land. They're not from this land. They've never lived off this land. They don't know what it's like to be native person.
Yeah, and when they do their studying, they don't know they falter it, and plus they don't know, like she said, because they're not from the land, they don't know the exact where to study.
Idea what it's like to.
Yeah, they have to know where exactly to study. Like if they want to study a piece of water, they have to study like this area, this part of the river, or that part of the river.
To know the land and to know the delta.
Yeah,
the delta is vast.
They can't just, you know, like
pick some water and say, it looks good to me.
Looks good to me, exactly. Yeah, you know, like they just own a house. So right now we're in a process of developing our own monitoring system, where we are going to start monitoring our water.
We're both certified environmental monitors. We took the first course in Fort Chip, which was offered.
Yeah, and it's going to be a major health study that's going to be conducted soon in the community. So in other words,
but not by government.
So in other words, we're gonna have a lot of private people studying the water and
people
monitoring
who are
the water.
Honest.
Is there anything else you want to add that you want to share with people?
We love Fort Chip. We love our community. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely beautiful place. It's paradise.
It's paradise on earth.
It's paradise being poisoned, and it needs to stop because it's not fair.
And I think that. Fort Chip being the first settlement in Alberta, I think it'll be, it'll be the first community destroyed.
Yeah, the first one to
just
be built.
Just so the government can profit and make money off our death.